You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi, now is time for our segment, Politics with People Who Study It, featuring Pearl Little and Amanda Jane Robinson.
Yes!
I was like, man, is she going to get that?
Hey, I follow you on Instagram.
Oh, great.
So what are we talking about today?
Okay, cool. So today we're talking about NATO, right? And the reason we're talking about this is because Trump face has decided to bring it up again and is basically telling the other countries, context, it's a military alliance that was formed after World War II.
North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yeah, so it's like bits of Europe and America and Canada. Basically,
all of their militaries just like helping each other out.
And so the agreement in it is that they have to spend a specific amount of their GDP on military spending, and in return for that, all the other countries have to agree that if something happens, like a military, you know, like an invasion, they will come to their aid if need
be. So they're like allies, really.
Yeah, so it's like an ally. And so it basically come into attention lately because Donald Trump's Vice President Mike Pence is like threatening other countries who aren't actually reaching that 2% of their GDP that they will pull out or like not adhere to the terms of the treaty if they don't reach 2% spending of their GDP on defence.
Which obviously America is the one that spends the most on defence.
Yeah. And
America
so
loves their military spending.
They sure do. I've got a stat here that so all the NATO members constitute 70% of the whole world's global total of spending on defence. So it's a massive...
They're definitely not 70% of the world's country. So, like, it's the tiniest amount spending so much money.
Yeah.
What happens if two of the countries who are members of NATO have some kind of conflict?
Yeah, I mean, that's what kind of happened when the Ukraine and, like, were getting interfered and, like, they were kind of saying that you guys need to help us, but then the US was like very reluctant to because of Russia's like involvement in the Ukraine. So, I mean, that's kind of where it gets quite complicated. And I mean,
it came about after the Second World War, kind of for that reason.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, the Second World War was full of those like sort of complicated political relationships and alliances. But I mean, the part of NATO that requires states to come to, you know, a country's attack, subject to an armed attack, has only ever been invoked after the September 11 attacks when troops were deployed to Afghanistan after a NATO-led sort of initiative. So, I mean, a lot of like people kind of say that it's like kind of important in keeping
the peace.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, Mike Pence and Trump are being quite like flippant about it and sort of saying, oh, if you don't reach 2% GDP, we're going to leave, you're going to leave, is like people are saying it's quite dangerous. So that's what?
That's NATO.
That's what NATO is.
And they have pretty sick uniforms as well, eh?
I haven't seen
them. I'm kind of into uniforms. Off topic, okay, but definitely. But yeah, so that's what NATO is.
Oh, but the uniforms are intense.
Can I have a look? You can't see right now, but they're pretty standard.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Sigrid. Sorry to kill your buzz on that one.
Well, thanks for giving us a little rundown on NATO. Very informative.
No problem. Now you'll know what they're talking about when they say the acronym in the news.
Yes.
You're like, that is a political/military alignment.
Alliance?
That is alliance. And it's keeping the peace.
Someone has sent in a text that says, what about the issue of military and arms corporations and the profit they make out of NATO?
Yeah.
Question.
That is a good question. And I think they're just pointing out that it is an issue because, I mean, massive global corporations have positions and can
they have a lot of sway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying I want to say interfere, but it's not so much interfering as in they can sort of use NATO to facilitate arms trades.
Yeah,
not great stuff like that. But yeah, that is a point.
I mean,
the military is like kind of bad in general. Yeah, it's like a personal standpoint.
Yeah, same. And like the US is spending like say in Israel and all their arms deals there. Israel shit. So yeah, it's not. We're not saying that it's a good thing. We're just explaining what it is.
Yes, it's just an info session.
A thing that exists.
It is
as I'd like to think about it. But yeah.
Well, thanks so much, ladies.
No problem.
They'll be back next Wednesday to talk about another political concept.
I really want to talk about No Car Day in New Zealand.
No Car Day.
Do you remember when? Oh, you wouldn't have even been alive. When the New Zealand,
you wouldn't have been alive
I
either.
I didn't say I was alive, guys.
I wasn't saying I was alive.
You wouldn't remember. But I was just saying you definitely would not have been alive. But it was when the New Zealand government decided, in order to like try combat climate change, New Zealand government decided that on one day of the week, everyone, like, you could not drive your car. So everyone was given a different sticker for the different days of the week. And depending on what sticker you got, you weren't allowed to drive your car that day.
Okay, done. Right, you've so told about it. I'm so glad.
It's so weird. It didn't last very long. And this, like, black market happened where people would, like, trade their stickers for other days.
Wow. Why don't they just make public transport good?
Yeah. Well, exactly. That was,
shout
like,
out to election year.
When everyone was like, hey, let's make public transport. And the prime minister at the time was like, no. We don't need public transport. Everyone, you're not allowed to drive some your car stickers on this one day.
Yeah, wow. No, I think.
Little side note, little fun little
okay. Tidbit. Well, I'm glad New you Zealand don't have politics. To talk about it next week now because it's already been done.
It's so funny though. Anyway.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.